Chili is your home of the hottest hits, and I've got Sean from Shortstack on the phone. Hey, Sean, thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, how you going? Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, I've got to say, it must have been hard to finally announce the band getting back together. Fans are all pumped with a tour announced just for a global pandemic to hit. How hard was that?
What fantastic timing. I think it was literally like, it was like a month before, I think. And everything was going so well, and then, yeah. I remember we were having a meeting with, like, the people that ended up being our managers. And they look after Frank Giro from My Chemical Romance as well. And My Chemical Romance were, like, meant to be coming out for download. And we were like, ah, it's not that bad. And then they're like, oh, My Chemical Romance aren't coming because of this corona thing. And we were like, maybe it is that bad.
It didn't make you, like, want to cancel it altogether. You guys have obviously had a few attempts at trying to make the tour go ahead.
No, not really, because we pretty much all the shows were like sold out, and we didn't want anyone to like have tickets and then miss out on tickets the second time and be pissed off with it.
Yeah.
So like, we just have to keep rescheduling it, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully nothing gets in the way of this tour coming up. But I also wanted to know, like, what did everyone get up to during the break from the band? Did everyone get, like, another job or take a different path?
Yeah, we all got, like, proper jobs, like, grown-up jobs. We have kids, too, and we have, like, families. So I have two boys. Andy has a boy and a girl, and Brady has a boy. So all our kids are, like, the same age, so we're, like, proper family people.
Yeah, that is crazy. Maybe they'll grow up and make their own band.
Well, it's really funny. Like, my son, he's four, and he's like, so we're like, hey, you're going to come see the band play, and he doesn't really get it. And he's like, oh, what does Brady play? And when I come see the band, I go, oh, Brady's going to play the drums. And he goes, well, what am I going to play? And I say, dude, you're not playing anything. Like, you're just watching.
Oh, that is awesome. But I did hear you got yourself into a bit of real estate. What was that like? Yeah. Did kind of clients recognize you and, yeah, go from there?
A little bit. Majority of people I dealt with were a little bit older than people that listen to Shortstack.
Yeah.
The 50s and 60s and stuff like that. So luckily they had very little idea.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. But we are so glad Shortstack are back together. We've got all the details on our website for the tour. But what are you most looking forward to?
Just pretty much to play music and enjoy it. I think it's something that, like, when we were sort of in the midst of it, making music and, you know, touring full time, we were away for like 6 months of the year, 8 months of the year. And it was so stressful, so we didn't really get the chance to, I guess, sort of stop and enjoy it and be appreciative of it. But the beauty of this is, you know, we've got plenty of time to, and the beauty of hindsight as well, just to really enjoy it and have fun.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. But I did also notice Tassie wasn't on the list. What is going on there? We loved having you guys here for Breath of Life and MS Fest a few years ago.
We'd love to come back. It's pretty cold.
We'll
come back in summer. We're like freezing here in Sydney, so we're like, we're not looking forward to Melbourne in July, so Tasmania, we might do it in summer.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. It is pretty cold down here, but you guys did also have a bit of a different style back then. I don't know if the teased up hair and side fringe will ever make the return.
Probably not. Hopefully not.
Are there any moments you look back and think, oh my God, why did we do that?
I used to, and now I'm like, oh, it's kind of cool. Like, we went to, like, obviously people know us from it, like, from being in a band and doing it, but, like, we used to go to school dressed like that, so it was normal to us. Now I'm like, oh my God, that was so much effort. Like,
so true.
I don't have time to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you did have a gig not long ago with the Veronicas and one with a different type of crowd, Violent Soho and the Amity Affliction. What's it been like getting back and doing gigs?
It's awesome. And the energy's so great too. It's a really, it's kind of a cool thing for us because there's a lot of people out there who are a bit younger who like follow us quite recently. Like they only really know the new songs. And then there's obviously people that have come for like the songs that they sort of grew up with playing with us, so it's really cool to have that mix of people in the crowd. And like, it's weird, like some people, like when we play the festival, like we play the new songs and some people only really know them. Then we play like Planets and Sway Sway and they're like, like, what's this? So it's like, it's really weird for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you guys have countless tracks that stand out from fans, from the Sway Sway Baby to Planets, right through to your latest stuff. But do you have a favourite song to perform?
I like playing Sway Sway because it is literally the easiest song in the world. Some of our songs are, I'm not a very good guitarist, and like some of them are a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
So Sway Sway, it's like three chords. So I'm like, yeah, this is sick. I have to write more like that.
I do remember learning that one in high school.
You don't
just because the chords.
Hand.
Yeah, it's so good.
Your hand just stays there.
But I do want to talk about new music with you as well. Tell us about the new album, Maybe There's No Heaven.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it's our first label with UNFD. It's a new record label, and they obviously, you know, have a reputation for looking after the heavier acts in Australia. So it was pretty cool to go to them, and they were like, make an album. We were like, okay, cool, well, what do you want? And they were like, I don't know, just go out and make one. So it was really cool just to be given that full creative control to sort of do whatever we wanted to do, I guess. And yeah, it was really exciting.
Yeah, like without the pressure, I guess, from people suggesting, like, maybe you should do this, or, yeah, it was completely you guys.
Yeah. And then, like we used to do all this radio stuff, and, like, now we really don't care about that. no one cares about it. Like, oh, you got to write a song for radio and stuff. And to be with these guys, we're like, oh, when we first started writing, we wanted to make, like, an old school Blink-182 pop punk kind of album, and like some of the songs made that kind of crossover, but we just wanted to do an old school pop punk album, and they were like so down for that. They were like, that's sick. And then we obviously wrote other sorts of songs as well, but it's just cool to have them support every stupid idea we had, I guess.
No, well, that is awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. We're actually going to play the latest one from A Short Stack. Did you want to do the honors?
Yeah. Cool, this is Sean from Short Stack, and you are listening to our song, Love You Like I Used To.